views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good morning and welcome to the Laura Longley Show. I'm Laura Longley and you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week I share a tool to help you make authentic and lasting changes in your life, and then we open up the phone lines for your calls. And that's your chance to get some intuitive coaching on an issue or problem that's been keeping you stuck, and also earn a free 30-minute coaching session with me in the process. I recently had an experience that reminded me of the value, and I'd actually say the magic, of letting go of the attachment to outcome. And today I'm going to be sharing that with you during the light bulb moment in a few minutes. And then later in the show, we're going to talk about the difference between thinking with your head and thinking, or actually really feeling, with your heart. And you know, our society is very much about being in our heads, and we're going to talk about why we want to be more in our hearts and how to make that shift. But first, we're going to do our healing meditation as we always do, and this is the opportunity for you to think of a situation in the world or within your own life or maybe even just within yourself that could use some love and healing, and just take this time to send love and healing to that situation or to yourself. So let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Release that. One more deep breath in and release. And thank you for joining in that to heal not only yourself, but the world as well. So in a moment, I'm going to share this week's light bulb moment, but I do want to tell you that after that, I'll be taking calls for some intuitive coaching, and we're going to open up the phone lines now so you can get in the queue. So if you have a problem or an issue you need some help with and you want to get some on-air coaching, you can call in now at 800-930-2819. And remember, every caller that speaks to me on the air gets a free 30-minute coaching session with me off-air also. So that number is 800-930-2819. And you can just give your information to Benny, and he'll keep you in the queue till we're ready to chat. So the light bulb moment for this week, I mentioned at the top of the hour that I recently had an experience that reminded me of really the magic that occurs when we can let go of the attachment to an outcome. And I had an experience yesterday that really brought that up again for me. But the story I want to tell you is the first time that I really noticed this happening to me and how clear it was. And this was about, 8 or 9 years ago. And I was going through a time where my ex-husband and I had made a shift in the custody of our son. And we had had shared custody, and we were making a change to where my son was going to be with me full time. And I could not get my ex-husband to do the process or participate in the process, even to the point of agreeing around change in child support, because obviously when we had joint custody, it was going to be different than when I had full custody. And we went round and round, and I won't even say we went round and round because he just wouldn't engage. And, you know, I had an attorney. Actually, we had an attorney because I thought it would be easy because on the surface we were in agreement. But no, he just wouldn't. He wouldn't sign the papers. He wouldn't even have a conversation about it. And finally, he got his own attorney, and it was just, it was costing me a lot of money to fight this, and I couldn't make it happen. I mean, I just couldn't make it happen. And finally, and it went on for months. I'm talking about at this point, it had been close to 9 months that this had been going on. And one night I was just laying in bed and I thought, you know what? If he never pays me a penny, it's okay, because for me, the change in the custody situation wasn't about him paying me, which is why I think he was resisting, as in his mind it was. But it was about my son being with me. And I, at the time, I made enough money that I didn't need to have the money from his dad in order for us to survive. And in that moment, I just went, you know what? I'm just going to go forward, and whatever happens, happens. And miraculously, and this is why I say magic, the very next day he signed the papers. And I totally connected, because of the timing of it, I totally connected me letting go of trying to make it happen with it actually happening. Now, I don't want to say that by letting go of attachment, we always get the outcome that we want, because that isn't necessarily true. What we do get is we get peace of mind. And because the reality is that we can't make it happen anyway. It's just an illusion if we think we have control over it, making anything happen. And so by letting go of trying to make it happen and just trusting that the outcome was going to be what I needed it to be, then it was free to flow into the thing that was right for me. And so forming that up as our light bulb moment, here's what you can do for yourself in this way. The first thing is to think about, where are you driving yourself crazy trying to make something happen? This has been a lesson I have had to learn over and over and over in my life, that I can line things up, I can take the actions that are most likely to lead to the outcome I want, but I cannot make the outcome happen. I just have to trust and allow for it. And so think about a situation in your own life where you are really feeling stressed out because something is not happening the way that you want it to. And first of all, ask yourself if it's possible to just let go of it. Sometimes it's just the awareness of saying, I'm driving myself crazy trying to make this thing happen that I don't have control of. And then we can just relax and say, okay, I'm just going to let go of trying on that anymore. So sometimes all you have to do is say, can I let go of this? And you can. But other times it's not that simple. And I know that for me, with the story I just told, a lot of it had to do with why it took me 9 months to be able to let go of it. It didn't have anything at all to do with the outcome of whether I got the money or not, because as I said, I could financially be okay without that money. It was all tied up in these emotions with my ex-husband and not wanting him to, quote unquote, win, because that would mean I lost. And so we were in this tug of war. So if you're not able to let go, then you need to look at, why can't I let go? And remind yourself that everything that happens in your life is for your benefit, even if it doesn't always seem that way. And when I look at that situation for myself, it really was for my benefit, partly with learning how to deal with my ex-husband, because that came into play later in our relationship. I did it differently the next time, so I didn't have to go through that. But more importantly, what was happening for my benefit was understanding that I couldn't make anything happen, that I couldn't make this happen. And then also remember that external circumstance is a reflection of what's going on inside of you. It's always a mirror being held up about our own internal experience. So look inside yourself and go, what's going on internally with me that is creating this situation? And finally, just go back to remember that you can't make anything happen. By holding on to that attachment to the outcome, you're only creating anxiety for yourself. Holding on to that attachment is not going to make it happen. And so you have nothing to lose by letting go of it. Yes, take the steps that you need to take that would make it more likely to come out the way you want, and then just let go. So do what you can, let go, and then just see what happens. So that's this week's light bulb moment, and I want to remind you that the phone lines are open at 800-930-2819. So if you have an issue where you would like to get some coaching, feel free to call in now. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we do have callers in the queue, and we'll get right back to those calls right after the break. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen? www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet Yo Andrew at AndrewTweetGeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at YoAndrewNTS.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
We are back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about thinking with your heart instead of your head. And we are taking callers at 800-930-2819. So if you have a question or a problem that you'd like some intuitive coaching, then you can call in at 800-930-2819. And I believe that we do have a caller waiting, Denny.
We do. We'll take Rose calling in from Burbank.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I am well. I'm enjoying seeing sunshine. We've been having a lot of it here in Seattle this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's not always the norm for us, but yeah, this summer we've had quite a bit.
Oh.
So before we get started, I always like to ask callers, what is something that you're grateful for?
I'm grateful that I have a good family.
Yay. Yeah, it's great to have that support of people around you like that. Well, good for you. So what is your question or your issue?
I guess I'm trying to figure out next what to do with my life. Because my current work situation is not good. And I mean, I'm just like even at the point where I just, even if I have to take a job outside my career, I've thought about that too.
Right. So is it that the current job that you have is not to your liking, or is it that you don't like the career itself?
I think because I'm under so much stress at my current job that I'm, at least in the moment, feeling fed up with my career, I don't know if I might feel differently later, but
right.
At the moment, my friend had told me about a job outside my career a couple months ago. And I didn't get a bad feeling about it, but I didn't move, you know, I didn't pursue it.
Right.
But now, because my work situation is so bad, I'm thinking about pursuing it.
So tell me why you didn't pursue it when she first mentioned it to you.
The reason I didn't pursue it is because, because it requires more writing, and I don't like writing.
Okay.
That's the truth. I mean, I do a good amount at my job, but that one requires even more writing.
So I think that it is a sign that you didn't pursue it a few months ago to say, wait, that's not the right thing. But what I would say is that the fact that something came up that made you start thinking about moving outside of your current career, I think that that's the purpose of that job showing up, was for you to start having that thought about, oh, maybe there's something else that I would rather do.
Yeah.
Because,
the thing
you know,
is, right now I don't know it.
And that's okay, too. it's all right to not know. Because I will tell you, you know, I don't know if you know my own history, but I did a big career change 8 years ago. And I went through 5 years of getting hit over the head with this isn't where you should be, before I finally listened. And I went through the same self-talk that you're going through, which is, well, maybe it's just this job, and that's why I'm thinking about a different career. And maybe if it weren't like this, then I would still like this career. I tend to think that things go in that way because that's the way we're going to pay attention to, oh, I'm not happy here, I need to do something else. And I think it's okay. I mean, I know it's okay, but you don't know in this moment what it is, because you're just at the beginning point of starting to entertain the idea that what you're doing right now isn't it.
Personally, I feel like I've been on a path for probably a long time, maybe not quite 5 years. Who knows? Maybe it has been 5 years. But again, even I went back into my field, and I wasn't completely sure again. Uh-huh. But, you know, when the economy was so bad, I mean, there's still issues with the economy. I figured, you know, I'm grateful to have a job. So...
I
feel like I've probably, in all honesty, I've been trying to figure out what to do next for a while. Yeah.
Right. So here's my suggestion to you, based on, it does sound like really it is kind of the universe getting your attention saying, yeah, need to do something else. This isn't it. And you know what? It doesn't mean that it wasn't it for a while for you. It can be that we shift and change and grow and we need something different. So my first question to you is, if you could spend your time doing anything you wanted to do without you're financially secure. You don't have to worry about making money. You don't have to worry about what anybody else needs or wants from you. What would you spend your time doing?
I always say if I win the lottery that I'll buy a ranch and I'll have shelter dogs, because I love dogs. I'm very passionate about dogs. So
okay.
That's what I would do. I'd have a shelter dog.
I think that's a great clue for you to start exploring what you do want to do. There's lots of ways that you could work with animals without having to have a ranch for dogs, right?
Yeah, but the thing is like, how do I make a salary that I could live on?
Well, see, that's what you have to start exploring. So this is the starting point of, I'm going to start exploring how I might do this, how this might show up for me. And, you know, so here's my suggestion of a couple of things you can do. There's an exercise that you can do that will help you be happier where you are right now, which doesn't mean that you need to stay where you are. It's just so that you're not so unhappy while you're there.
Okay.
And I know I have your email address from when you called in, and I'll send that exercise to you. But it's basically looking at what are things that you have control of that you can shift. And then the other thing is that I don't want to sound like I'm, you know, hawking my wares here, but I do have a 4-week program that takes people through exploring different options and looking at what they might really want to do. And so that's always an option available to you to really explore what you're interested in. And prior to that, you know, you have a 30-minute session coming up with me, and we can definitely talk about, you know, at a high level how that would look and maybe get you some ideas getting started already.
Okay.
Okay. Because it does sound to me like you are definitely getting the signals that that you need to make a shift. And I know you don't know what that is yet, and it's okay to not know what that is yet. So then you just start taking steps to figure out what it is.
Oh, it sounds good.
Okay. Well, thanks for your call, Rose. I definitely appreciate it, and I'll look forward to talking to you offline.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. I look forward to speaking with you, too. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Rose. Okay. Bye-bye. And Benny, we have another caller.
We do. We'll take Gary calling in from Seattle. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank
Hi,
you.
Gary.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And yourself?
Good. I am well. And let me ask you my standard question of what's something that you're grateful for?
The current state of health.
Good.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah, that's something we sometimes take for granted. So that's a wonderful thing to be grateful for. So what's your question for me, Gary?
Well, with that in mind, I look at the that to improve. And the main question I'm looking at is just with all considered, unique to my DNA and the big picture of the forward direction of my energy, what would be the thing, best or things for me to be aware of, to act on?
So is this kind of like, are you asking like from a reading perspective?
Yeah.
Because I don't do that. What I do is coaching. So you have a problem or a question, then I can help you work through your problem or question.
A question.
Right. There's something like a situation going on in your life, like the previous caller where she was, you know, not sure if she needed to stay at her job, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Do you understand what I'm asking?
Regarding my getting situated, I'm looking at the idea of environmental areas where I will be able to practice well and get things done with what knowledge I have with regards to my work and spirituality.
Okay. So are you talking about like geographic area?
Well, I think that I've got that down, but I don't know what I don't know. What should I wait on anything where I'm looking at the idea of setting things up now? I only consider that this will be temporary on account of the nature of my situation. I'm an intuitive artist,
mm-hmm.
and it's hard for me to say what direction to take with that, and also seeing how that my intuition may evolve from where I have a definite art form, which has been rot through it.
Well, I think that, you know, what you're asking about really lends itself to what I'm going to talk about next on the show. But basically, this is where you use your own intuition in whatever way that it gives you messages. And you just ask the questions about what direction you want to go or what environment you want to be in, and you just be open to whatever shows up at that time. And this is, again, part of what I'm going to talk about in the next segment, but, you know, when we try and figure things out with our mind, we think we have to have a plan, and we think we have to be able to project down the road where we're going or what our goal is and the steps to get there. And when we start listening to our intuition, when we start living from our heart, then we can be in that knowingness just within ourselves without having to, in our heads, figure it all out. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Concretely, to have that feeling, yeah, this is what it is that I need to do. Where my intuition was where it had served me was that the inwardly, didn't look at the idea. Subconsciously, the thoughts came to me as they had been stirred by spirit to do certain things to manifest my art form, which I can do consistently with the result. And that I know I can act on. I was listening to the inner voice, which clearly gave me instruction on what to act on.
Exactly. And that's all you need. That's it right there.
So that should become stronger. I haven't been seeing that because I haven't been working with it.
Yeah. So you need to start asking.
Just ask. Okay.
Yeah, just ask and then see what shows up. Be open to however the information is going to come to you, because I know for myself, usually what happens for me is an idea just pops in my head when I ask. But sometimes other signs show up for me in other ways, and I don't always notice them because that's what I'm not what I'm used to happening. So just, you know, be aware whenever you ask the question, if you don't feel like you're getting an answer right away, you know, just be aware of other things that might be showing up throughout the day that might be that answer, that just because it's not how it normally shows up for you.
Okay, and to be attentive, see, that's the thing, to be noticing along the way without being too involved or stirred up to be distracted from that, which I'm waiting.
Exactly. You just have to be conscious and aware.
Sure, and that's the space we should all be in, right?
Well, that's what we all strive for, I think, sometimes with better luck than other times.
Yeah, that understanding, yeah.
Exactly. Well, it is time for us to take another break. Thanks so much for your call, Gary, and I'll look forward to hearing how that's working out for you as well.
Okay, now the information for my contact, I didn't get fairly true to you, so you'll know.
Yeah,
that.
Stay on the line, and Benny will take that information from you.
I had to get back because I didn't have that readily available to give to him at the time. So.
Yeah, just stay on the line, and he'll take the information from you. All right, thank you so much. And we are going to take a quick break now. You're listening to the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Aranum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Aranum.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M
Stuckness.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. I am super excited about the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival coming in October. For those of you out there, if you're a healer, vendor, reader, or earth-friendly educational group seeking to participate in this fall event, well, you get to reserve your space now. Apply by September 15th for the Women of Wisdom Fall Harvest Festival. To participate in this event, email wow@womenofwisdom.org. All right, everybody, we'll see you there.
Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about thinking with your heart instead of your head. And I want to now just share that information with you. And this has been something that's kind of been on my mind, and I'm kind of putting mind in quotes since we're talking about the distinction between head and heart, but something that I have been focused on for a little while, I would say maybe the last 6 months or so. And it really has come to the surface for me in a different way since I've been reading Simran Singh's book, Your Journey to Enlightenment, and that was the focus of our show last week. And I'm still working on the book, which to me is a good sign of that it's a very helpful book for me, because it's not like I just read through it and then put it away. It's like I'm really thinking about what she's saying and kind of working through how it fits for me. And the way it's resonating for me is that she's not telling me anything I didn't already know, and she's not telling me anything I wasn't already consciously aware of, but sometimes we get shown something in a slightly different light, or we get reminded of it, and that's what's happening with me and Simran Singh's book. And she does talk in her book about head versus heart, and I was already thinking about that, as I said, and I wish I could use a different word than thinking, but there was already some focus for me with that. And so what she brings out has just kind of coalesced with where I was already at with it. So I'm just going to kind of start by talking about what the difference is when we're thinking with our head or our mind versus when we're thinking or feeling with our heart. And I talked a little about it with the last caller with Gary about how that's different. So the first thing is that our head sees everything as outside of ourselves. It's not us out here in the world. It's other. And our heart knows that everything in the outside world is really just a reflection of what's inside of us. And this is really a great thing, because if it's me, then I have the power to create or destroy it. And the next one is one that has really been huge for me letting go of. The head always wants to know why. Why is this happening? Why did this happen? Why are you acting that way? The heart doesn't need to know. All the heart needs is to know that this is what is real. This is reality. This is how I feel about it. This is what I feel inspired to do about it. We don't need to know why it's happening, and or why a certain path is before us. We just accept that it is. The head sets goals and timetables to achieve those goals, where the heart does what it feels called to in the moment. And so that's not to say that we if we are thinking with our heart, that we don't have any ideas about what we want to create in the world. It's just that we don't have to set out this timetable. Maybe we will, ultimately, but it will come through inspiration, not through our logic of thinking it out. And here's another one that is huge. The way that our brain works, or the way that our mind thinks, is very fear-based. It's all about how to keep ourselves safe, where the heart is love-based. The heart is all about how do we be and express love in the world. Our head views everything as a problem to be fixed, where the heart sees everything as an opportunity to create. And let's think about this for a minute. What's the difference? Okay, a problem to be fixed means that there's something wrong to begin with, and we might create a solution, so we are creating, but it has to be based on that there's something wrong to begin with. Where seeing everything as an opportunity to create says there's nothing wrong at all. There's never anything wrong. We just are going to create more of what it is that we want and what we feel called to create. And the heart needs to know how to do something. And this is something I have gotten hung up on so much. How do I get there? What steps do I take? How do I make that happen? Where the heart is inspired to act. We act upon inspiration when we're coming from our heart. The head tries to control and manipulate for the desired outcome, where the heart is the witness experiencing what is. And again, this is about letting go of attachment to outcome as well. So instead of trying to manipulate things to be the way you want, when you come from your heart, you look at the way things are and you take inspired action. And then I'm going to share with you questions that Cimarron had in her book. So these next ones are verbatim from the book. The things I've shared with you up until now is kind of my synthesis of my own thoughts along with what Cimarron presents in her book. So she says, these are questions of the head. How does this get fixed? Who can we get to fix it? Who caused this? Who is to blame? What can we market as a solution? What agency needs to be created to think about this? Who do we need to serve here? We have to fight this. We have to stop this. So you can see those are all kind of problem-based, fear-based. The questions of the heart are, what can be created here? How can I be the solution? Where is that in me? Again, we're looking inside. There's nothing outside of us. It's all a mirror for us. What new pathways have the possibility of birthing here? How may we connect as the answers? So community. There is an opportunity or connection for connection, birth, and creation. How does this serve? Not what's wrong here and how do we fix it, but how does this serve? This is not a problem. It's an opportunity. And I know we've all heard that and it's kind of a cliche, but it really is true. And how many ways may I engage with this in mind, body, spirit, energetically, in unity and community? So looking at every situation as an opportunity to engage with that situation. So those are the kind of distinctions between head and heart. And we're always going to have both because head is ego-based, heart is spirit-based, and as human beings, we have both. But we want to try and shift the balance. We've been in our heads most of our lives, at least I have, and in our society, I think most of us have. We want to try and shift the balance to being in our hearts more of the time. And once again, it's time for a break. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I'll share a few more thoughts about that and some other things with you. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hey, oh, hey, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Heliosophy, sun wisdom for the crystal age. Learn how humanity can align with a solar stream of wisdom coming from the central sun and assist our gradual awakening. Discover how you can accelerate the dawning of a new solar worldview. Get a wider paradigm and prepare yourself for new levels of your own awakening. at MERU University, 2 days online, August 31st and September 7th. Heliosophy, Sun Wisdom for the Crystal Age. Register at meruuniversity.org.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to getsophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
Hi, this is Victoria Cohen, psychotherapist and soul coach here in Seattle. I'm giving a workshop called Thank Goodness for Gratitude at East West Bookshop, September 21st from 1 to 4. Gratitude works its magic as an antidote to challenging emotions, offering us an uplifting alternative to fear, anger, resentment, envy, regret, and depression.
Call to register for the event at 206-523-3726 or online at eastwestbookshop.com.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and today we're talking about a couple of things. One is not being attached to the outcome of a situation, and we talked a little bit during the light bulb moment about how to accomplish that, because that's not always easily done. And the other thing that we've been talking about is you, thinking with your head versus thinking with your heart, and with your heart it's really feeling, not so much thinking, but it's knowing what you should be doing or how to do it is the thinking part. And I shared before the break kind of my thoughts on it, kind of synthesized with information from Simran Singh's book, Your Journey to Enlightenment. And then I also shared some questions that she has in the book that are questions of the mind versus questions of the heart. And she also has some questions in the book that are how to shift what you're asking yourself when you're feeling stuck. And since this show really is all about how to get unstuck when you are in a place where you're not very happy, but you don't know what to do about it, I thought that sharing these questions with you might be helpful for you. I know that it's helpful for me. And it also is completely related to what we just talked about before the break with head versus heart, because the question originally that we ask ourselves is from our head. It's from our ego. It's from our place of fear. And the question you want to shift to is the question of the heart, from spirit, from really being and living from that place of spirit and love, that place of love. So here are the questions that she talks about flipping around, and I think that this is very helpful and useful, and I hope that you will think it is too. So whenever we're having a problem, one of the things that we might ask ourselves is, how do I get out of this? I'm in a place I don't like. I don't know how to get out of it. If you instead shift that to asking, how do I dive fully into this? Now, that's a really big shift, because the first question is all about, I don't like this and I want to get away from it. And the second question is all about, how do I embrace this? How do I synthesize this into me? How do I dive into this and see where I am in this? Because that's what this is all about, because it's all about you. Just like for me, it's all about me. The next question that we might ask ourselves, how do I stop this? I hate this. How do I make it stop? Ask instead, how do I start something new with this? How do I take this situation that is very uncomfortable for me, that might be painful to me, and shift it so that it's creating something new, starting something new? Again, the heart is all about creating. It's not about fixing problems. It's about creating. The next question we might ask ourselves is, how do I heal this? Any of us who have had a traumatic experience, and trauma can range from, you know, I don't know, somebody saying a sharp word to you, to, you know, violence in your in related to you in some way. I mean, there's so many things that could be called trauma, which from the outside might not look very big, but might be traumatic for us, to things that are really, all of us would recognize as huge. And whenever we have trauma occur, our culture and the new culture that's kind of arising seems to be focused on healing. And so we think we have to heal whatever's happened to us before we can move forward, but we don't. And what we should be asking instead is, how do I embrace this fully? It's, again, realizing that everything that happens to us is a reflection of us, that there's nothing wrong, there's nothing that needs to be fixed or healed, that we just need to embrace it and find what the opportunity is in it. That leads to the next question that we might ask, how do I fix this? This isn't working. How do I fix it? And asking instead, how do I build something from here? So it's accepting reality. Here's where I'm at. Now, how do I create? How do I build? And then the last one is one that I've really had to work with, being a psychotherapist and a coach. And this question is, how do I save them from where they are? So it's about other people and feeling the need to save or fix other people. And instead, ask yourself, how can I savor where they are? Meaning, again, everything that's happening in someone else's life is a reflection of them, and there are opportunities there for them. So how can I shift from feeling like they need to be saved to feeling like, oh, look at what a wonderful opportunity they have in their life? So those, I felt, were some really great questions that we can use when we're feeling stuck and when we're feeling kind of that fear and panic. How do I get out of this? How do I stop this? How do I fix this? So that we can shift it, become more calm, and really feel empowered. Feel that we do have the power for our lives to be different. And once again, you know I talked about this a lot on the show last week, but I do highly recommend Simran Singh's book, Your Journey to Enlightenment. And I'm sure you can find it. I found it on Amazon, a Kindle version. So I'm sure you can find it there if that's something that feels like it resonates for you. And again, I always like my little disclaimer, just because it resonates for me doesn't mean it will for you. But if what I've been talking about seems to fit for you, you might want to check out Simran's book. I wanted to thank our callers today who called in to ask for guidance. And I also want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle, WBLQ in Rhode Island, or anywhere at thelauralongleyshow.com. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and on KKNW every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her services, and amazing tools, visit TheLauraLongleyShow.com.
How do you feel when you hear the word retirement? What does that mean? Good question. You are unique, and you deserve an individual plan to help you achieve your definition of retirement. Jeff Packman, financial advisor with Ameriprise Financial, invites you to attend a special evening to learn about how to more confidently make informed choices. Call Packman Brown and Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated in Bellevue, Washington, at 425-372-4813 today for a formal invitation to the September 16th seminar. Hors d'oeuvres, refreshments, and parking will be provided. This is an informational event. There is no cost or obligation. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Listen to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info where to listen, www.yoandrewnts.com/listen. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com. How about tweet yoandrew at andrewtweetgeo. Taking a picture is easy. Instagram us today at yoandrewnts.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.